This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. In the world of classical music, Aislinn Noski breaks the mold. The first thing you notice about her is her spiky red hair, the color of maraschino cherries. But that's just the outward appearance. What really shines through is her enthusiasm for Baroque music. And you'll hear it in this program, Glories of the Italian Baroque, masterworks for strings by Locatelli, Brescianello, Vivaldi, and Durante. Aislinn Noski has a brilliant group of musicians to work with in this concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, the Handel and Haydn Society's Period Instrument Orchestra, including cellist Guy Fishman, who takes a solo role in Vivaldi's D major cello concerto. So let's celebrate the glories of the Italian Baroque with the Handel and Haydn Society on WCRB in concert. I'm Alan McClellan. The Handel and Haydn Society's Period Instrument Orchestra often plays a supporting role in a spectacular oratorio or requiem, providing the foundation for the soloists and chorus. But occasionally, the orchestra has a chance to step into the spotlight. And this program is ideal for that, with music by Italian composers who were masters at drawing the audience's attention to an instrumental soloist. That's because in almost every case, the composer himself was a virtuoso. Locatelli, for instance, was born in Bergamo, Italy in 1695, but he traveled far and wide, dazzling audiences with his playing, and he ended up in Amsterdam. Here's a concerto in D by Locatelli with the H&H Orchestra, led by its own dazzling concertmaster Aislinn Noski, in concert on WCRB. A concerto grosso in D major by Locatelli with the Handel and Haydn Society, led by violinist Aislinn Noski on WCRB in concert at Jordan Hall. Aislinn Noski was a violin student at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto on the path to a traditional music career when she was invited to fill in with a Baroque orchestra. And as she told me in a recent interview, it changed her life.
A good friend of mine said, "Hey, I have a concert this Friday. I need you. It's on Baroque violin. It's going to be great. You're going to love it." I said, "I don't know what I'm doing. I've never played on gut strings. How do you work this thing?" She said, "No time. Just take it home and practice it. Just play." And I remember being, it was a little nerve-wracking for sure for the first time, but we had a lot of fun. And from then on, I was really bitten by the bug of early music.
The music itself was exciting for her, but she also found that maybe because it was such a thrill to play, it was all the more exciting to get into the history of it.
The attitude in early music that I've encountered is one of exploration and one of trying to always discover new things and put the music in as much of a rich context as we can historically. And that attitude of exploration is probably what keeps me feeling like the music that I perform is very fresh. I feel as though even though I play music that's a couple of hundred years old, to me it's always new music. And that means that every day is a new artistic experience. And I find that incredibly exciting.
A case in point is Antonio Brucianello, who's a new one for me, born in Bologna, but traveled to Munich and settled in Stuttgart at the Württemberg court. That's where he fought off attempts by a rival to take his place as Kapellmeister or music director and weathered the storms of financial uncertainty by publishing charming music like this Chaconne. We'll be right back. Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra, led by Aislinn Noski, and a chaconne by Giuseppe Antonio Brescianello on WCRB In Concert from NEC's Jordan Hall. I'm Alan McClellan. Brescianello was one of the many Italian composers who made their fortunes in other parts of Europe. Antonio Vivaldi never moved away from Venice. He was born there in 1678 into a musical family and became a priest at the age of 25. His nickname was the Red Priest because of his bright red hair. So Aislinn Noski's bright red spikes might serve as a kind of tribute to him. And he remained a priest, but he was excused from celebrating Mass because of his health. In 1703, the same year he was ordained, he took up a position at an orphanage for girls known as the Pietà. He was the master of the violin, teaching the young girls and directing them in ensembles. And it's for those ensembles that he wrote new concertos each month. Not much is known about Vivaldi as a person, but H&H cellist Guy Fishman describes him this way. When I hear orchestral and solo episodes of quickly changing mood, I think of a man quick to anger but equally swift to calm. And he goes on to write, love, diligence, wonder, fantasy, fire. These are what I believe made up Vivaldi's character. Here is cellist Guy Fishman with a cello concerto in D by Vivaldi, with the Handel and Haydn Society in concert on WCRB. Cellist Guy Fishman and the orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society with a concerto in D major by Vivaldi in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. As Vivaldi's music became more popular, he wanted to distribute it more widely in Europe. And for his Opus 3 collection of concertos, he even came up with a nice marketing tag, L'estro armonico, which could be translated as the musical fantasy or the harmonic inspiration. And the tag apparently worked. It caught on really well with the public, according to Aislinn Noski.
It was such a smash bestseller in the 18th century that it was, I almost think of it as the Da Vinci Code of its day. I mean, publishers, they could not keep it on the shelves. One of the things that's interesting about Vivaldi's Opus 3 to me is that he chose to have it published in Amsterdam rather than anywhere in Italy. And in Amsterdam at that time, their printing techniques were much more sophisticated than anywhere in Europe. And it was known for that. But it must have cost Vivaldi a lot of money at a time in his life when he probably didn't have that much. It cost him extra to have it sent to Amsterdam. But because he spent that money, he got a much more legible and beautiful to look at piece published. And I think that went a long way to having it become very popular and circulate widely. It's almost like I wonder if he just knew that when he hit his Opus 3, he had something special. Because he did. Each concerto, there's a dozen concertos, each one of them is an absolute gem. Opus 3 really made Vivaldi a sensation as much as one could be a household sensation in terms of 18th century music publishing.
Aislinn Noski, concertmaster of the Handel and Haydn Society and leader of this concert entitled Glories of the Italian Baroque. You can hear more from Aislinn Noski on our podcast, The Answered Question. Subscribe in iTunes or through your favorite podcast app, or find it at classicalwcrb.org. Here is the Handel and Haydn Society with the 10th of those best-selling concertos from L'estro armonico. The four violin soloists are Aislinn Noski, Susanna Ogata, Christina Day Martinson, and Adrian Post. In concert on WCRB. Thank you. Concerto for four violins in B minor, part of Vivaldi's collection called L'Estro Armonico, performed in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall by violinists Aislinn Noske, Susanna Ogata, Christina De Martinson, and Adrian Post, with the orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Alan McClellan, and there is much more of Glories of the Italian Baroque with the Handel and Haydn Society coming up on WCRB in Concert.